Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When you want the work done right, call Diamond and Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to another edition of Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. Very special show today as we analyze the impact of natural gas bans and the electrification and decarbonization of our society. You know, there's a desire to transition away from natural gas, and New York State, like some others, are imposing penalties and also policies that prohibit natural gas installation in both residential and as well as commercial settings. Now, these bans would require contractors to construct new dwellings when the source of power are exclusively electric, because they say carbon-free sources of energy, such as wind and solar, generate electric power, and ultimately they have a better impact on our society in terms of being green. They're missing, of course, a lot with that because of the reliability. This means that in new construction, and this is effective January of 26, folks, for new homes being built, fixtures such as furnaces, ovens, water heaters must be 100% electric. That's on the books already. That's going to happen January of next year. Reality is that a preponderance of our country uses natural gas to stay warm in the winter, prepare food, heat their water, because it's three times more efficient than electricity. Let me say that again. Natural gas is three times more efficient than electricity. Natural gas is affordable, and it's dependable, and it's there for you in a storm. And that's another big talking point here. With the technology exists the proponents of natural gas that bans that hope will power a carbon-free energy grid. I think we're all for that to one extent to another. However, it's the reliability of the grid that's really at play right now. And we want to welcome to our microphones Nick Langworthy, the congressman for the 23rd District of New York State. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Dominic. Thank you so much for having me on here, and thanks for taking on this very important topic today.
Well, you as well. I know that you wrote a letter to the governor stating your position, and give us an overview of what you said to Governor Hochul.
Well, we have not made it any secret, our opposition to the governor in Albany's, basically they've brought the Green New Deal home to New York. They can't get it done across the whole country. The Biden administration is working to do that through rulemaking through the agencies rather than take that straight through Congress, because he knows that there'd be wild opposition. But what we're seeing, here in New York is really freezing our economy in place. Mm-hmm. Whether it's home builders or people that are heavily invested in commercial real estate or really our local businesses. I mean, and I tour a lot of them. They're very concerned about these electrification mandates. Our school districts are going to be crippled. I represent, for those that aren't familiar with the maps as they exist now, I represent about two-thirds of Erie County. So I go all the way from the north of Clarence all the way to the south of the county, and then West Seneca and Lackawanna and all points south. Mm-hmm. So I got about two-thirds of the land mass, one-third of the population of Erie County, but I also represent the whole southern tier. You know, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Allegheny, Steuben, Chemung, Schuyler County. So we go all the way to Watkins Glen. A lot of rural territory there. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. this mass electrification mandate, with various dates and this is a classic policy created by politicians just for virtue signaling. They can't make these deadlines work.
True.
And all it's creating is uncertainty. One of the first meetings I took was with a big, big power companies and asked, can you meet these? Can you make this work? And their answer is a simple no.
Absolutely. So and you hear that right from them directly. I've actually had them on the air, and they've said that it's the timing's not going to work. National Fuel is very vocal about that, and rightfully so, because the onus is going to be put on them to, especially New York State Electric and Gas and National Grid, to make this happen. And the reality of it is, as you said, we're not ready for it. The other thing too, Nick, that you bring up is that we sit on a lot of natural gas right here in the southern tier.
Well, in last year's, I started running for Congress. Really didn't expect to be doing this. But as I looked at this district, and I grew up in the southern tier, but the fact that some of these counties are the poorest counties in New York State, mm-hmm. yet we have the Saudi Arabia of natural gas under our feet.
Yeah.
And now being in Congress, because I took these issues on immediately. We were seeing energy costs explode, whether it was gas or home heating, in 2022, 2023. And it's all part of the overall inflation. But, this administration, when it took office, it declared war on the energy sector. We shut down pipelines. We shut down permitting. We shut down, made it so much harder to go out there and harness our natural resources. And then what Albany has done, to the natural gas industry it's abhorrent. But my Pennsylvania colleagues tease me. They're like, oh, thanks for New York having a ban on fracking.
Yeah.
Because their economy has transformed.
Yeah.
They have plentiful, good-paying jobs in the energy sector, and meanwhile, we have the same reserves under our feet, and our people are in trouble.
I mean,
our population continues to slide, and we don't have, the ability to harness what God gave us.
Now, largely, this whole discussion, this whole issue, is really a state issue. However, you're crossing that bridge and trying to make it into a federal issue with your proposal in the Congress on H.R. 6089, which reads to prohibit states or local governments from prohibiting the connection, reconnection, modification, installation, or expansion of an energy service based on the type or source of energy to be delivered. So you're taking a step here to move this away from being just a state issue.
Well, we introduced H.R. 6089, the Energy Choice Act. And, in the past several years, we've seen states like New York and California and other very, left-leaning states and communities. They've adopted, Green New Deal policies. They put them on the books. And they've passed bans on natural gas and fossil fuels. And they're driving Americans towards an energy future that's less affordable, less reliable, mm-hmm. and it's more dependent on foreign adversaries for, the energy needs mm-hmm. of our country. I mean, it's a sad day when, the president goes to Saudi Arabia and, bows and begs for oil when we have it here in our nation. And then, last year, right before I took office, Winter Storm Elliott, the blizzard. I mean, I wasn't around for the blizzard of 77. This is the worst storm I've ever lived through.
Mm-hmm.
And, 40 plus, fellow Western New Yorkers lost their lives. And some of it was avoidable.
That's right.
But it causing, you know, those blackouts that where we lost power, and we've had power outages just in the last couple of weeks in some of these windstorms that we've had. It just shows you how unreliable our grid is currently.
Well, let's talk about that, Nick, for a minute, because that's kind of at the core of where my passion comes from on this subject, is the fact that the grid is not reliable. And yes, even windstorms can blow out the grid. But in that Elliott blizzard storm that you referred to, we lost people, and you could make a list as to how and why these people died. Some of them died because they were out where they shouldn't have been. But the truth is that some people froze, and it's because in some cases we have a reliance on electricity to heat our structures now, which is nonsensical. But the whole idea that the grid is the answer is really at the core of my concern. The transmission centers shut down because they were impacted with the snow. How can we say that the grid's reliable when we can prove so easily that it's not?
And I've talked to the executives at the power company, and they tell me the grid's not reliable. Mm-hmm. I mean, the CEO of Avangrid, which is NYSEG's New York State Electric and Gas's parent company, we had an incredible meeting one day for about an hour and a half at the Capitol. And he said, you know how, you know, upstate New York has not had the investment that it should have in its grid. He says, you know why Ron DeSantis got the power back on within 2 days of a major hurricane hitting? Because they've spent the money to bury the utilities.
There you go.
That's why New York City doesn't have these problems mm-hmm. that we have. Mm-hmm. Yet, you know, we had a gusty day that was by no sense a record-setting storm, yet how many of our constituents and fellow Western New York taxpayers were without power and without heat in many instances?
We are here with Nick Langworthy, and we're talking about the idea of electrifying our society. And we'll take our first break, and we're back with more right after this.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Santo Tomasine from the Kenton branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. I like to ask everyone, are you unhappy with your current bank and their unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything, including helping you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We are open until noon today, so please stop in and call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank. Putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Have you experienced the recently upgraded Buffalo Niagara International Airport yet? Your award-winning airport has been upgraded with new spaces for arriving passengers and a bigger and better baggage claim area. And we kept all the things you already loved. Low-cost carriers in many nonstop destinations, including Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Dallas, and Cancun. See how great your airport experience can be. Visit BuffaloAirport.com today.
Most financial advisors can provide a financial plan, but how many actually stick with that plan and guide their clients deep into retirement?
Michael Hebern, Chief Operating Officer, Level Financial Advisors.
At Level, our advisors are implementation specialists. Our team goes beyond the initial document and works with our clients to execute their plan throughout retirement.
Level Financial Advisors' experience can help you implement your financial plan for a successful retirement. Call or text now, 727-5047. That's 727-5047.
This is Peter Hunt of Hunt Real Estate. Please join me at our house every Saturday morning at 9, where our mission is to help you protect and enhance your investment in real estate. Each week, my knowledgeable guests join me in a discussion of all aspects of real estate and anything that impacts you as a current or prospective owner or investor. Learn more at the all-new huntrealestate.com or call the Hunt Hotline at 631-4800, any property, anytime.
Don't miss the Our House Radio Show every Saturday morning at 9, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or as we're talking about, some pumps, then they quit, or you find water where there shouldn't be. Well, what do? You call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is indeed a master plumber, and he has been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Plumbing Help Now, plumbinghelpnow.net.
When you choose cremation, what happens to the ashes? It depends. You may be surprised to know that too often, ashes get discarded because no plans were made for them. Not knowing what to do with the ashes, a family member may just keep them at home. But then that person dies, and then there's no one else to take the ashes. Unfortunately, that's an increasingly common story, as cremation has become the most popular choice. But it doesn't have to be that way. There are so many great options for ensuring your loved one's ashes are treated with the respect and dignity they deserve. The cremation experts at Forest Lawn can help you choose the option that's best for your family. So if you have your family's ashes at home, or you're thinking about cremation for yourself, call your family funeral director. Then call the cremation experts at Forest Lawn at 885-1600 or visit forest-lawn.com.
Casino Niagara has the hottest promotions. Instant Win Mondays from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., a chance to win up to $250 momentum dollars. Tuesdays, 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., a free play-and-go slot tournament and a chance to win $500 in free play. Friday Night Frenzy, a free slot tournament from 7 to 10 p.m. with a chance to win $100 in free play. Visit CasinoNiagara.com for details. Must be 19 or older. No purchase necessary. Blackout dates may apply. Play smart. Casino Niagara. We're just playing more fun.
It's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. You know, we're talking about keeping your basement dry and your sump pump working properly. And the last place we want to see a water problem is in our basements. And that's where my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear can help you by the same epoxy coating of your basement floor. That's right. As winter sets in, it's the perfect time to bring the strength of a Gorilla floor to your basement. Protect your investment and transform your space without the fear of water damage. Even if your sump pump fails, there's no need to worry. Just a quick cleanup and you are good to go. Gorilla floors cost less than traditional carpeting or laminate. They offer unbeatable durability and they're a breeze to keep clean. Plus, they come with a rock solid 15-year warranty. Make the smart choice for your basement. Choose Gorilla floor and leave the worries behind. Give them a call today at 716-715-6927, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. And we're back, and on the live line with me is a Congressman Nick Langworthy from the 23rd District of New York, and also in studio with me is Don Powers. Now, you know that name, right? Don, the owner of Plumbing Help Now, but Don's actually taken on the role of Secretary of the National Plumbing Heating Contractor Association, who has a strong position on this whole matter. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Dominic.
Thanks for coming in. So tell us what position the National Plumbing Heating Contractors Association has.
The position is basically we are trying to protect the contractors of the United States and the homeowners, because everybody knows that this kind of act is just going to cost everybody more money.
Mm-hmm.
And the tradesmen, it's going to hurt their business.
Yeah. So as I mentioned already, the legislation's in place, the law, I guess you'd call it now, for January of 26. Any new home built has to be 100% electric. So that means that, the homeowners that are building post-January of next year, of 26, I should say, are going to find, I think their home's going to cost more. And we're going to still have the issues of the reliability of the grid, because I don't think it's going to be fixed between now and then.
Absolutely not. And that's why the National Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Association and the New York State Plumbing, Heating, Cooling Association and many other people are suing New York State to stop this from happening.
Mm-hmm. Nick, do you see any movement, you know, at your level, at the federal level, to possibly stopping this ridiculous reality from happening January of 26?
Well, this is a fairly, you know, new perspective that our Energy Choice Act has brought forward. Mm-hmm. But we have to look at this. I mean, whether it's the legislative fix or, you know, getting people in the court of public opinion to stand up and speak out to their state legislators, to the governor, I mean, to understand how wrongheaded this is. This utopian dream that everything is going to function on electric, you know, you first have to ask the question is, how do we create our electric?
Yeah.
And the lion's share of our electricity is created by burning clean natural
gas.
Isn't
that amazing? Nobody thinks about that.
New York-based natural gas, but New York has to buy its natural gas from others because we don't produce enough in this state. And even the reality that some of our power in Western New York is still coming in on transmission lines from one of those dirty coal plants in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
That they hate so much. I mean, we could transform, you know, the NRG plant in the shuttered in Tonawanda. You've got the plant up in Barker. You got the plant in Dunkirk. You know, those were coal-fired plants. Those could be turned and retrofitted into natural gas power plants, and we could create a lot more electricity for the grid. But this war on natural gas, it's just wrong-headed.
Right.
We are a cold weather climate. We are not built for all these utopian dreams that they might be able to achieve in a warmer weather part of the country.
Well, it's not working in California either, though.
No, they're dying on the vine, and they're chasing their citizens away. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason that we're losing population. It's because of bad policy.
Exactly.
You know, that's leading to higher taxes. And as Don stated, and it's good to be with you, Don, you know, how every house is going to cost more money. People are going to stop building them.
Well, let's talk for that.
They're going to start building them somewhere else.
Let's talk for a minute about that, because the reality is that we're facing that, you know, in the very near future. And the house is going to cost more. The services are going to have to be larger. The electrical services are going to have to be larger, which means that they're going to cost more. The whole idea of how we're going to heat will probably have to go with a geothermal system to be practical in how we're going to heat these houses. Now, yes, there's federal rebates on geothermal, which is great. I love geothermal. It's a great way to heat and cool, but it's so damn expensive that it makes it impractical for the average homeowner to think about geothermal. But here's the real thing that hits me, is they're still going to bring gas lines down these new streets, because guess what? Generators are still going to be allowed. So doesn't that say it all, that we're building in a backup to the fact that the grid's not reliable by still allowing generators?
I've heard so many oxymoronic situations dealing with this. Talking to local school districts who are facing the concept of the full electrification of their bus fleets in rural territories, transporting a declining amount of young people to school every day. And we're going to spend four times as much on school buses, but hey, state aid will cover a lot. I mean, it's what pocket are you robbing me out of? Does
exactly.
it matter?
Yeah.
And it's all our money.
Yeah.
This isn't a magic pot of money from somewhere else. This is a choice. This is not a necessity. But when these bus garages, because I've been dealing with farmers my entire tenure that are trying to get Cat 3 power to go do major manure digesters, which are going to help. And this is a green initiative. But they can't get the electricity in the build-out because it's going to take years and millions of dollars to do that in some of these locations where the large farms are.
You know, when you talk about that idea of alternatives, you know, we hear so much about alternatives that are not being played up. And one of them is, you know, hydrogen. We talk about how hydrogen could be effective at bringing this, or at least dispelling or minimizing the imminence of this electrification. But you don't hear about that. You don't hear about carbon capture as being another alternative to electrification. Why is that? Why are these issues downplayed? We're going to get into that and more after this.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent
any disease. We are proud. Proud to serve our country, to serve our local communities, to wear the uniform, to be a soldier, to serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We're always ready, we're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A woman is dead after Hamburg police say they had a confrontation with her Friday morning.
At about 10:30 this morning, the town of Hamburg police received a 911 call from residents on Willett Road reporting a burglary in progress. Our officers responded to the Willett Road address where they received a description of a subject who had committed the burglary from the homeowner on scene.
Captain Todd Arrett says officers tracked a woman to a home on McKinley, announced their presence, and during a struggle with the woman, an officer opened fire, striking the woman. Despite efforts to revive her, she died at the scene. State police and the state attorney general's office are investigating. Assemblymember Monica Wallace wants FEMA to amend rules to allow snowstorm recovery costs to be eligible for federal assistance.
Has there been such a substantial amount of snow falling within a small period of time that it beats a record? And the problem with that is, it really can result in inequity for communities like Buffalo that may see tremendous amounts of snow, but maybe not be record amounts of snow.
Wallace says four major winter storms in the last two seasons requires FEMA to make the rule changes. Earlier this week, there was talk of a T-shirt of a Funko Pop figurine featuring a shirtless Jason Kelce as seen at Highmark Stadium last month. By popular demand, Funko says there will be a pop figure of Jason Kelce for pre-order until Monday at 12:30. Funko will donate proceeds to the Patricia Allen Fund at Oshai Children's Hospital. And we have a link to where you can make that pre-order at WBEN.com. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey, this is Peter from Indoor Air Professionals, and I just wanted to reach out to you today because what we do best is keeping you and your family healthy during this winter flu season, and it requires extra effort. So smart families are taking steps to reduce the particles in their homes, which are the primary transport vehicles for the spread of germs and viruses. That's right, particles in the air are a primary transport vehicle for the spread of germs, you know, like little tiny spaceships bleeping around your house. A recent EPA study says that over 3,000 virus particles can be released into the air from a single cough or sneeze. These tiny particles can remain airborne indefinitely, waiting to be inhaled and infecting the lower respiratory system. You know, we can make that headachy, sick, stuffy feeling go away, as we're the only fully serviced, fully certified indoor air quality company. So once again, we can do the duct cleaning to, we can get 95 to 99% of all the contamination out of your duct system as compared to about 40 or 50% with your average equipment out there that somebody says they can clean your ducts. And we have these medical grade air purifiers by Healthway. They are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, 40 times more efficient. So what does that mean? Well, your HEPA filtered air purifiers really aren't the best anymore. Lastly, we have the high capacity dehumidifier, and that is just an amazing unit. It's five times more powerful than anything else out there. So right now, you can still save $150 if you're a first-time caller on duct cleaning, but if you may have gotten a postcard, one of our 58,000 repeat customers, as well as you can save $350 off the Healthway medical-grade air purifier, the portable that covers 1,200 square feet, and you can save $500 off the whole house healthway unit and $300 off the April Air high capacity dehumidifier. You need to call me today at 716-683-3000, extension 303 will go right to my phone. That's Indoor Air Professionals, 716-683-3000, extension 303. Just press that when the automated attendant picks up. Thank you.
Breathe easier with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Here's a message from Brad and Brian Stamm from the Stamm Law Firm, your estate planning and asset protection attorneys.
We all look forward to things in life such as a wedding, buying a home, or starting a family. We prepare for many of the happy things, but push off the things that are not so easy to talk about, like your will or who will take care of your family if tragedy strikes.
This kind of preparation is not only important to each individual, but vital for your loved ones. One of the greatest things you can do in life is help preserve your family's future. And with the ever-increasing costs of going to court or living in a nursing home, preparation is the key.
You've heard us talk about the basic three in Medicaid planning and how important that is. We encourage everyone to contact our office and talk about the things that are difficult to think about, but absolutely must get done.
We will help you create an overall estate plan that not only makes sense, but protects you, your assets, and your family members forever.
Call the Stamm Law Firm at 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com. That's stamlaw.com to set up your free consultation.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement. Here's the number. 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the flow. It is said if you can't prove the list, then you probably ought to dance away.
And you're listening to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN, a very special show to you, for you today as we speak with Nick Langworthy, the congressman for the 23rd District. And in studio with me is Don Powers, the secretary of the National Plumbing and Heating Contractors Association. And before the break, we were just touching on alternatives that don't get as much press as they maybe should. One of them is carbon capturing. Another one is hydrogen. What do you know, Nick, from your perspective at the federal level, as far as some of these other alternatives other than relying on solar and wind?
Well, this is the government has picked winners and losers here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the solar and wind, it's just virtue signaling. They say the governor's one of my first pieces of legislation, my actual first bill was, you know, the Lakes Before Turbines Act, trying to strip out federal tax credits for any sort of wind structure put in the Great Lakes, because you know there's this proposal out there that's I think currently dead but could be revived by NYSERDA to put giant windmills in the middle of Lake Erie, mm-hmm. and really ruin our vista, ruin our sports fishing industry, and drill into the bottom of you know, that lake that has got pollution that's been encapsulated, and the lake is as clean as it's been in years. So we're going to sacrifice our clean drinking water that other areas of the country would kill for to put up 50 windmills that the power company tells me is a negligible impact on the grid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is about them, you know, it's almost become a religion where they have things that they really like and that, you know, if you can see it, you know it. But the idea that they've blown through local zoning on wind and solar and the states changed the game so you can't fight it like you used to be able to. I mean, you can go build your dream home in one of the rural parts of Erie County, and three doors down, an old farm can be converted into a big solar farm overnight, practically.
So this whole idea
it's absurd.
So this whole idea of this becoming like a religion is a really good point, because I see that the way you do. It's almost like there's a vat of Kool-Aid that people are drinking here that you know, us that are more sensible aren't being offered a sip of. What is this Kool-Aid mix, and you know, why is it that they're just so blinded by the reality? It to me, it's a black and white night and day issue, and yet, you know, when you have a conversation with somebody who's drinking this Kool-Aid, you know, you get all kinds of gobbledygook thrown in your face. And what's at the core of all this?
I don't know, you know, I'm not going to psychoanalyze it, but I'm a market-based solutions guy.
Mm-hmm.
Our cars tomorrow will be more efficient than our cars were 5 years ago. I mean, it's just the reality of the way technology works. And we're blessed to live in this time where technology is moving very fast. But we're trying to shove everyone into the world of EVs when every dealer I've talked to says they can't get it to become more than 5% of their total sales.
Wow.
No matter how many federal incentives there are, no matter how many commercials are run or how much they're trying to pound it into people's heads, people get it. They know there is not the ability to, and there's not the infrastructure system to have, you know, quick charging on the road.
Well,
they need reliability, especially in districts like mine, where it takes a long time to drive to work.
That's a big issue, is the number of charging stations. But I think even a bigger issue in my mind, and one you never hear anything about, is the safety of lithium ion and what it does, what can happen to you in a lithium ion fire. I have a buddy who lost his house to a lithium ion fire because the temperature, of being what it is when a fire starts from lithium ion, is so high that a fire department is basically rendered useless to put out a fire like that.
I had the fire commissioner of New York City visit me at my Capitol office last week to ask me to join a bill against these lithium ion battery, you know, scooters, saying that the cheap ones from China with the aftermarket parts, they're causing fires that the New York City firemen can't fight the same way. And we had a electric snow shovel fire in Amherst just the same day he was in my office. It caused $300,000 in damage.
Oh.
None of this is being factored in. Our local fire departments have talked to me about it, though, because they're worried about their ability to fight an EV fire or, God forbid, a school bus, electric school bus fire.
There you go.
These are things that are reality. Public safety is being thrown out the window just to satisfy the demands of what is trying to be shoved down our throat by government picking winners and losers. The market should pick winners and losers. If no one wants the car, they should stop making the car.
There you go. Now, back to the perspective from the National Plumbing and Heating Contractors Association, what direction do you take, Don, with trying to get this issue at least analyzed by officials? Do you go into the state and assembly, state senator and state assembly offices? Are we talking with people like Nick to help move this off the dime?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have people in the National Association and the New York State Association who deal directly with the federal government and the state government. And we go every year. We go down to the Capitol and we talk to people like Nick, and across the country, because it's not only New York. It's going to happen more and more. Every state is kind of looking at this, and we're trying to set a precedent where we're going to try to stop this.
Are there any states, maybe Nick, you might know, that are, you know, more realistic in how absurd this is?
Well, I think it's a regional approach. You look at the areas that are growing, and they look at market-based solutions. You look at states that are trying to tell you how to live your life and what products you can buy and how you can heat your home. States like California and Illinois and New York, some of the New England states, they're the ones that people are leaving. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we have to have anyone in public service needs to have a wake-up call and look at our population figures and understand people are voting with their feet and they're leaving. Mm-hmm. And that is changing our future. It's an area that is growing is succeeding. It's pretty tough to keep people prosperous and keep jobs and keep our institutions funded if we have a lot less people left to pay for them.
Now, our listeners, Nick, are standing by and are listening to this conversation, and they're saying, yeah, I agree with what Congressman Langworthy is saying. I agree with what Dominic is saying. I agree with what Don Powers is saying. But what the heck am I going to do about it? So what can a listener do right now, Nick, to effectively have their voice be heard?
You need to ask the tough questions as to where your elected officials stand. We put our words out there. I try to over-communicate with my constituents. Everything that we do, we're on every social media channel. Go to our website, langworthy.house.gov. It's a great clearinghouse. You can write to me anytime. You should write to your assembly members and your senators and the governor and let them know that, zealous policies are going to stifle, the future of our community.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Don,
And trust me, these elected officials, if they hear from enough people, will start to wake up.
Yeah. What would you say to the listeners, Don, about how to empower their voice?
Exactly what Nick said. I know Rob Ort is a huge proponent of these things. He's helped us out quite
ally.
A bit, but exactly, great ally. And but get to know your local officials, because it has to start somewhere, and you have to be aware of it.
I know that we led the charge here some time ago when this was first talked about, and they were going to require the electrification of every home in New York State. And of course, they've backed away from that, and now that's just new construction. And I think we did help bring the temperature up in the room by making, being vocal about it here. So that was, I guess, good news. And I think maybe our listeners did, start to embrace the idea of being vocal about it. So I guess we should stress that as being really the only thing we can do to counter this is to be vocal with our elected representatives. Okay, well, we only have about a minute left with Nick. Nick, any closing comments before we let you go?
Well, thank you for having me, Dominic, and this is a critical conversation, and it's one I'm going to continue to have across my district. In fact, tomorrow we have a meeting with a lot of our public officials. I've brought together town supervisors and legislators, with the heads of our utilities in the area.
Great.
To have this conversation about grid and grid reliability. And then, we came up with the idea when so many of our constituents were without power during the windstorm. Mm-hmm. Then the snow came. I mean, this has been a brutal month for our constituents in
True.
Western New York, but it also puts an exclamation point on how much worse this could be right now if we were solely dependent on electric for our
heat. There you go.
So I urge everyone to write into my office, right into everyone's office. Let us know what is on your mind. We love to hear from people.
Okay. We're going to let Nick Langworthy go, and we'll be back with another segment. We'll be speaking with Mark Valente from the National Plumbing Association as well. Nick, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're back
Take
with
care.
More right after this. It's Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Lumber. Yeah, Lenco Lumber is a sponsor of Hammer Time Radio, and we're certainly glad to have them. A week of melting snow around Buffalo can reveal a lot of things, just like we're talking. Lenco Supplies knows that it can also reveal problems with your roof. Now, if your home or business has an unexpected leak, well, Lenco is here with the roof repair or replacement materials to fix the problem before it gets too far. Now, you can stop in to any of the three convenient Western New York locations, or better than that, shop online anytime at Lenco.Supplies. That's right, it's Lenco.Supplies. Lenco has the affordable roofing shingle options and accessories all available now. Lenco even has a metal roof in stock. Those in the know, go Lenco. Lenco.Supplies.
Hey, it's Janet Snyder. At Pure Dental, you can have full mouth restoration and permanent ceramic teeth in just 4 hours, all while gently sedated. The Forever Smile system is minimally invasive using 100% digital technology. Pure Dental's caring team and streamlined process ensures you save time, money, and unnecessary pain. Say hello to a confident smile that lasts a lifetime. Restore your smile today with Pure Dental. Visit PureDental.com or call 333-PURE to schedule your personalized consultation today.
The rules around marijuana use are changing, but it's still a crime to drive under the influence. If you've been accused of driving while impaired by drugs, Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice.
Hi, I'm Arthur Pressman. If you've been accused of using marijuana and charged with a DWI, call me right after you're arrested. You need an experienced trial attorney with over 35 years experience on your side. I will fight for you in court to ensure you get the justice you deserve.
Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice. Visit tickettojustice.com for details.
Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or as we're talking about, some pumps, then they quit, or you find water where there shouldn't be. Well, what do? You call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is indeed a master plumber, and he has been so for over 35 years. His customer retention rate, folks, is a whopping 98%. That tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. 37 Plumbing Help Now, plumbinghelpnow.net.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Are you in the market for a new car soon? Try Transitown Kia. You may have heard Transitown Kia has revolutionized the car buying experience. They've made it easier and more convenient than ever before. Transitown Kia has created a unique, streamlined car buying process. Saves you time, guarantees a pressure-free sales experience. I recommend you make an appointment with Transitown Kia by calling 668-3700, 668-3700, and when you schedule an appointment, you're going to get the attention you deserve in a fast and efficient manner. Transitown Kia in the South Towns, Transit Road in West Seneca, but in the middle of everything. 10 minutes from Amherst, 10 minutes from Orchard Park. If you're concerned about discounts and pricing, Transitown Kia will find you every discount and price reduction possible so you get the absolute lowest price and payment. Call Transitown Kia, 668-3700, 668-3700. Schedule your consultation at Transitown Kia.
The Simon and Garfunkel Story, the Avalon Theater at Fallsview Casino, April 17th to 21st. Sing along to hits of the world's most successful music duo of all time, like Mrs. Robinson, Cecilia, The Sound of Silence, and many more. State-of-the-art video projection, incredible lighting, and a full live band. A show you don't want to miss. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. The Simon and Garfunkel Story, April 17th to 21st. The Avalon Theater at Fallsview Casino.
Are you ready to experience total comfort for your home? Well, look no further than TRS Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted total comfort solution. TRS with Rheem high-efficiency furnaces and air conditioners, ensuring your home is always at the perfect temperature because your peace of mind matters. And that's not all. We're thrilled to announce our brand new electrical division. TRS now brings you the power you need with generators, expert installation of electrical plugs, floodlights, ground lights, and even electricity for hot tubs. Now, whether you're warming up, cooling down, or powering up, TRS is here for you. It's not just about comfort. It's about making your home the best place it can be. Warmth, coolness, power. TRS, your total comfort solution. Online at TRSHeatingandAirConditioning.com. Well, we had to let Nick Langworthy go. He had some other things to get to in his visit here back home. But now on the live line with me is Mark Valentini, the Legislative Affairs Director for the National Plumbing Heating Contractors Association. And, of course, Don is still in studio with me. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Mark.
It's great to know that such an organization exists in Washington to help counter this ridiculous issue that we're talking about today. Tell us what your role is as a Legislative Affairs Director for the National Plumbing and Heating Contractors Association.
Yeah, sure. So I serve as the federal lobbyist for PHCC. As you know, PHCC is one of the oldest building trades associations in the country. We represent over 3,200 plumbing and HVAC contractors, employing collectively about 65,000 professionals. And so my job is to stay on top of legislative activities that are going on in Congress, and to a lesser extent, you know, in states across the country, particularly where there is where the implications of any legislative activity will have national implications. And so, as you can imagine, I've been very active in New York and paying attention to everything that's been going on there with the gas bans. You know, we were able to fight back on it with the FY23 budget, but unfortunately, it was in the cards for Democrats in Albany to put the fuel bans in place statewide in the last budget, and so, you know, we're continuing the fight against that. It's important that plumbing and HVAC contractors have a voice before policymakers, you know, at the state and federal levels, because of the important work that they do. It's often, you know, overlooked and underappreciated, but when you think about it, you know, contractors ensure that homes have clean water, hot water, clean indoor air. To ensure that, you know, people who live in those homes, regardless of income, have some level of comfort,
well, there you
so that
go.
They can have healthy lives.
From your perspective on that point, Mark, would you say that your membership would be 100% behind the idea that natural gas is going to give you more reliable heat?
I think the vast majority of contractors would agree with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
I think, if anything, you know, contractors are going to agree that there needs to be a diverse energy portfolio for the country. And I think that contractors are in a position, because of their expertise, to help homeowners, you know, determine what's best for their home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best solution for their home, you know, based primarily on cost, but also on efficiency and effectiveness. Contractor wants to put an HVAC system or a water heater or whatever service they provide, they want to make sure that it works. And then if they're going to return to the home to fix something, they're not fixing the same problem twice. And so in some cases, a homeowner might want a heat pump system. They want to electrify their home. You know, our contractors would be happy to do that. It shouldn't have to be forced. It shouldn't be done by mandate. It
should be by choice.
It should be by choice, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, so if a homeowner wants to make that decision to electrify their home, a contractor is in the best position to sort of, you know, advise them on how best to achieve that. You know, there could be a homeowner who has an older home that's not really well insulated, and a heat pump might not be the best choice unless they make some very expensive upgrades in terms of, you know, building envelope, windows, doors, insulation, and roofing in order to ensure that heat pump, you know, works at peak efficiency. And if homeowners are willing to spare that expense, you know, our contractors are happy to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sometimes that's not the best option. Sometimes, you know, gas is the best option.
From your perspective, in that you're sitting in Washington, are you seeing other congressmen like Nick Langworthy who are stepping to the foreground on this issue?
You know, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko of Arizona has been pretty active on this too, particularly in the appliance side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at what happened with, you know, last year, this issue got a little bit more attention. Around this time last year, actually, you had a member of the Consumer Product Safety Commission pretty much publicly sort of pontificate that the CPSC is in a position to regulate or to ban, you know, gas appliances, gas stoves in particular. And so that really, you know, that really got people's attention. You know,
well, unfortunately, time is certainly taken hold of this conversation, and we're out of time. Well, no, you're good, Mark, and I appreciate you calling in from D.C., and we wish you luck with this issue. I want to thank you and Congressman Langworthy and, of course, Don Powers for bringing this topic to me. We'll be continuing to follow this, so be sure to stay tuned right here as we keep you updated on the latest about the electrification of our society. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time, and remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.